B-Pod Studios.
Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa.
The Get Up Crew.
Waking your ass up.
Getting you going.
Only on Hot 96.9.
We're here to entertain you and to make you laugh and to help you, or at least try and help you with some amazing advice. And that's what Mia needs right now. Mia?
Yes.
So you hit us up. You have a situation. You need our help?
Yes. All right.
Okay.
So, you know how your mind works, and you would be the perfect one to let me know what I should do.
Mm-hmm.
So, I park in my work garage, and I park in between two pickup trucks.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Big, wide pickup trucks. They don't actually fit in the slot.
Mm-hmm.
I back in. I was within the yellow line, and what I didn't notice or failed to notice was that the driver on my right side, which is a black pickup truck, would have to squeeze in, like, between my vehicle and his to get into his vehicle. So I come back after a long day of work, and my driver's side tires are both flattened.
Wow.
Oh, no.
Yeah. So I'm immediately pissed off, and I go to the garage, the people that work there, and I'm like, someone flattened my tires. I know who I park next to. The white truck on my left, I normally park next to him almost every day, and I have no issues with him. But clearly, the black truck, who couldn't get into his vehicle, would be the only person that would have an issue with me.
So you were asking me, after all this, you wanted to know how you should get back at him.
Yeah, so I had a couple of ideas. I'm very petty, so I was thinking, like, I would wait until the winter time and then pay somebody to put his truck on cinder blocks.
Okay, I like that idea. Okay.
Yeah, we can always put, you know, caca underneath all his door handles.
Now you're talking.
Okay.
Now you are talking, because that right there is the ultimate. Now, the only thing is, when you do this, is this an assigned spot? Like, are you
going to... They're not assigned spots, but because everybody has particular shifts, like I park on the third level, it's all the same vehicles every time.
Oh, because I'm thinking, so, like, I like the poop under his door handle idea, except you just want to make sure that you never park your car near him again, because you don't want him to retaliate.
He's going to know it's you. That's what you need to realize, as long as you know that.
But here's the thing. The company offered to give me to put me in a different parking garage.
Beautiful.
We have several contracts.
Beautiful.
All right. So listen, I like it.
If you don't mind being gross.
There are no cameras in my garage currently.
That's beautiful. Okay, so if you don't mind being gross, you're going to poop in a bag, put on a glove. Smear it, but you gotta smear it under his handle. So, like, when he sticks his hands under to open it, you know what I mean? Like, you don't want it on the outside where he can see it. You want him to grip and pull and be like, what's that on my fingers?
Well, why, instead of using your own poop, why not, like, get an animal's poop
because,
or something?
Because, Melissa,
I have a dog.
Use yours, because that's you owning him. That's you, you're literally pooping on him.
But you're also handling your own sh**.
Put a glove on. It's the same, not a big deal. Listen, on the door handle. That's my vote.
That's kind of funny.
The cinder blocks is nice, but I just, like, you know, it's just something about that, the reaction of when he goes to open that door.
I know. I do like the poop idea.
All right, hang on, Mia, because people
are... Oh, people are writing in already.
You guys are...
People are so petty.
They're hitting us up with suggestions on what she could do. All right, we got Jay on the line, and he's going to give you some advice on what you should do, and it's something that he did, okay?
Give it to me.
I think she'll like this idea,
I think you're going to like this idea. Now, just know that you're kicking it up to another notch.
Yes.
Like this is the knockout punch. This isn't going to be a jab. You know, you're coming back at him with a jab. This is like the TKO.
No, I want it.
All right, Jay, it's time to drop your knowledge, my friend. Go ahead.
Yo, so I got some advice. one time I had some trouble with a trucker who was, like, harassing me. And so I took down his license plate and the phone number for his company and stuff. And I waited a couple of months, you know, to get a surprise on him, right? I called the company and let them know that he was human trafficking, that he had some people locked up in the back of the trailer, and that he was human trafficking. And I don't know what happened to him, but after a couple of weeks, you know, I kept paying attention and see if he was going to show up, because he was a local dude. I ain't see him no more. So I guess hasta la vista, baby. No more problem. No more guy. It's all good.
You said the guy was human trafficking?
Dude, that's next level.
Well, you know, you mess with me, I got to get back with you. But, so that's one thing I can do.
Dude, you could have potentially ruined this guy's life.
Oh, I can go for somebody's job. Listen, I'm all for it. The guy, the contractor.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, so I'm coming for your money. You waste time and money, I'm coming for your money.
Wow. Okay. Well, good luck with that, Mia. Hopefully we help. Well, we have more people
Listen, of course, everyone's sending messages of what they've done before. Jim said to put glitter in his vents.
So
when he turns on the heat, it's going to be like glitter spraying everywhere. And then we had Rob say, throw water all over the car and then put bird seed on it. So that way all these seagulls and pigeons will come and be eaten and it'll just get crap all over his car.
That's funny. This is Don. Go ahead, Don.
Take a half gallon of milk, dump out half of the milk. Put a can of tuna fish in there, let it sit out on your deck in the sun for about a week, and then pour that into his vents. He's got to throw away the truck.
Truck
is garbage.
That is so specific and like, who'd you do that to?
Well, you know, you got to do that to an ex, maybe.
Oh, my God! I love how he said maybe. Like, it's hypothetical.
Maybe.
Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com. The place to be for podcast discovery.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.